USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Britain crowns a new monarch for the first time in 70 years. King Charles III and Queen Camilla were crowned during the coronation ceremony inside Westminster Abbey in London this morning. The king and queen took part in a procession from the church to Buckingham Palace, traveling in a gold state coach more than 200 years old. Nearly 4,000 UK armed forces leading that procession, which was met by several protesters opposed to the monarchy. They were arrested in London. Police also reportedly seizing hundreds of placards that said, "Not my king." The World Health Organization says COVID-19 is no longer a global health emergency.
Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus agreed the international public health emergency should be wrapped up. In a conference Friday, he noted the pandemic's been on a downward trend for over a year. He said this trend has allowed nations to return to life as they knew it before the pandemic. The WHO had declared the coronavirus outbreak as a public health emergency of international concern back in January of 2020. The U.S. is set to have its COVID-19 public health emergency expire May 11th. I'm Karen Sloan.
Meanwhile, Dr. Rochelle Walensky is stepping down as the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The White House announcing she'll leave her post next month. The U.S. military says an F-16 fighter pilot safely ejected after a crash of the jet during a routine training flight in South Korea. The military saying the plane went down in an agricultural area outside Osan Air Force Base, about 40 miles from the North Korean border. This is USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Well, the favorite for the 149th Kentucky Derby has been scratched.
Forte was scratched from the race by the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission state veterinarian.
We haven't had the best week here.
Co-owner Mike Rapoli says the state vets had concerns about a bruised right front foot.
It was a bruise. This race was on Tuesday. I think he'd be running. This race was next Saturday. I think he'd be running.
Forte is the fifth horse to scratch from the race, joining Practical Move, Lord Miles, Continue Art, and Skinner. The last time five horses were scratched from the Kentucky Derby was 1936. At Churchill Downs, I'm Paul Miles.
The Food and Drug Administration is recalling more than 500,000 COVID tests because of concerns that they could be contaminated with bacteria. They say anyone who has SD Biosensor Pilot COVID-19 at-home tests should throw them out. Most of the tests were distributed by CVS, but some were also given to Amazon. More than 1 million polio vaccines for children have been destroyed in Sudan amidst weeks of looting and violence as two rival generals fight for control. UNICEF said yesterday a number of facilities in the country have been looted and destroyed, including the vaccines, which were in the process of being distributed after an outbreak of polio last year. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.